This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat consumption and diabetes. Weighing the pros and cons for health and ethics. Explore the pros and cons of eating meat in relation to diabetes risk and management, including ethical and health considerations. Meat consumption and diabetes, weighing the pros and cons. Hey, so I was chatting with a friend recently about meat consumption and its impact on health, especially when it comes to diabetes. It's a hot topic these days, and I thought I'd break down some of the key points, just like I would if I were explaining it casually over coffee. First off, when we talk about meat consumption and diabetes, the conversation isn't super straightforward. There are definitely pros and cons of eating meat that matter, not just for health, but also ethical and environmental reasons. But today, I'm focusing on how eating meat can affect diabetes risk and management. The pros. Why some meat might be helpful. Let's start with the positives. Meat, especially lean meat like chicken, turkey, or fish, contains high-quality protein. Protein is fantastic for people with diabetes because it helps to control blood sugar levels. When you eat protein, your body digests it slowly, which means it doesn't cause those rapid blood sugar spikes you get from carbs. Satiety. Protein-rich foods like meat can keep you feeling full longer, which helps prevent overeating and blood sugar fluctuations. Muscle health. Maintaining muscle mass is important for metabolic health, and meat is a great source of all essential amino acids. Micronutrients. Meat provides important nutrients like vitamin B12, iron, and zinc, which are often harder to get enough of on a plant-based diet. For some people, managing type 2 diabetes, incorporating moderate amounts of lean meats might help stabilize blood sugar and support overall nutrition. The cons. What could go wrong? On the flip side, not all meat is created equal, and here's where some potential risks come into play. Processed meats. Think bacon, sausages, deli meats, are often linked to increased risk of not just diabetes, but heart disease, which diabetics are already more vulnerable to. Inflammation. High consumption of red and processed meats has been linked in studies to chronic inflammation, a driver of insulin resistance. Saturated fats. Excessive saturated fat intake, common in fatty cuts of meat, may worsen insulin resistance and increase cardiovascular risks. Caloric density. Meat can be calorie dense, and overconsumption might lead to weight gain, a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Some studies also suggest that large amounts of red meat can negatively affect gut microbiota, which plays an increasingly recognized role in metabolic health and diabetes. Ethical and lifestyle considerations. Beyond the direct health effects, the conversation around meat and diabetes often intersects with questions about ethical eating, sustainability, and even sentiocterism, respecting the interests of sentient beings. Some folks choose plant-based diets not only for health, but also to reduce animal suffering and environmental impact. Luckily, the rise of clean meat, lab-grown meat, offers a middle ground, real meat without the ethical baggage of traditional animal farming. This could potentially satisfy meat lovers looking to keep their family's health on track while making more ethical choices. What about plant-based diets? Clearly, plant-based diets are often recommended for diabetes prevention and management. They're packed with fiber, antioxidants, and have a low glycemic index. But it's important to remember that going fully plant-based isn't a magic bullet. It has to be done thoughtfully to ensure you're getting enough protein and essential nutrients. For those exploring whether to eat meat or don't, consider both the health pros and cons, but also the ethical discussion about how meat consumption impacts animals and the planet. Final thoughts. So, if you're managing diabetes or worried about your risk, moderate consumption of lean meats can be part of a balanced diet, especially if balanced with plenty of vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats. Avoid processed and fatty meats, and pay attention to portion size. On the other side, many people opt for plant-based diets to avoid the health risks and embrace ethical eating practices. If all these points make you curious to know more about the arguments for and against eating meat, not just for health, but from an ethical standpoint, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a smart guide that digs into these complex questions with balance and insight. Whether you decide to eat meat or go plant-based, make your choices informed, thoughtful, and in tune with your body and values. Thanks for listening. And next time you're planning a meal, think about what works best for your health and conscience.